The study from Wisberg shows proposed high-speed rail lines across the Midwest would bring a big boost to the economy. Director Bruce Spaeth says it would create a large number of jobs.
A completed Midwest high-speed rail network will create 57,000 permanent jobs and support 15,200 jobs during the 10-year period that it will take to construct this project.
About 13,000 of those would be in Wisconsin. Spaeth says high-speed rail would also help to greatly reduce traffic congestion on highways and at airports.
We found that the Milwaukee to Madison line alone would eliminate approximately 780,000 car trips per year over a 10-year period, and that would save 2.76 million gallons of oil per year.
Critics have attacked high-speed rail for being too expensive to build and maintain and worry that low ridership will result in taxpayers subsidizing projects. Spaeth says those complaints ignore the potential economic and environmental benefits.
Critics are ignoring the cost of inaction in the full benefits of high-speed rail to Wisconsin and the Midwest.
Wisconsin is receiving over $810 million in federal funds for a high-speed rail line between Madison and Milwaukee. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.